Okay, we are back again. Surprise, surprise. And I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about today, but I do want to start by what I've been doing. It's fucking Wednesday. I'm supposed to post an episode today. I gotta do that after this. Wow. Okay, well, I'm back. I love you. I'm off today. Oh my god, I thought it was Sunday. Wow, it's already time to post again. I'm so excited. I think I have a video that I'm posting, but now I'm kind of like, shit, maybe it's this one. I don't know. Anyway, but I woke up this morning and I decided that I was going to start my morning off super slow and just kind of calm. And then I didn't do that. I woke up, I made tea, I went to the bathroom, I brushed my teeth, and then I did some laundry, and then I took everything out of the dryer, I went to my room, I turned on a documentary, and folded. It was just towels, so it wasn't too bad, and then watched my movie, and drank my tea, and it was so good. Then I woke up, like, got up, and I don't know, I feel like there's a gap in there that I'm like, I don't really know what I was doing, probably just laying there scrolling or something. But I got ready and then decided that I was gonna leave. Oh, and then I'm trying to pick out an outfit, and the long white socks, like the crew socks, I have a weird relationship with them, because in high school for cheer, like, I wore them all the time. I loved them. I preferred them. And yeah, 10 out of 10. And then, no, it's just ankle socks. And that's what I've worn forever. And I have a tattoo on my ankle that's super cute. And so I'm like, I don't want to wear a crew sock that's going to cover my tattoo. And now everyone else is just wearing crew socks, and I'm like, that feels weird. Like, I feel like I look weird with crew socks. Me, Jalen, and Cheyenne talk about this all the time, and they're always like, bitch, shut up, wear the crew socks. And I'm like, okay. But I was like, you know what, the other day I accepted it. I was like, I just need to buy some. Like, now I'm starting to feel weird if I'm not wearing crew socks, because I bought a little pack of them, but they're all different colors. They're like neutrals, but I pretty much only wear the white ones. So, I was like, finally decided I was gonna get some the other day. And then, today, I'm trying to fucking pick out my outfit, and I'm like, I need white crew socks. I literally need them for this outfit. And it was just, I was wearing leggings and tennis shoes. So yeah, I needed long crew socks. And yeah, whenever I graduated, I was like, I thought I was done with crew socks. So I threw them all away. So I didn't have any. So I had to go to the dollar store and get crew socks. And then, I also had to get fabric softener, because we were almost out. And then I come home and I'm picking out my little outfit. All of a sudden, it's so cute. Except for my shoes. I just have these grungy ass shoes that I used to wear, that I would wear to my old job in a kitchen. So they were like worse than your fucking like bar beaters. Like, no, they were really bad. And yeah, then I just put them on. They're supposed to be white, too, so you know they're looking really fucking gross. But yeah, and then I decided I was going to the park, and I really took advantage of my free will today, because I was just going to go walk, because that's what people do when they go to the park. They walk. So I went, and I started out walking, and I walked a little bit, and then I was like, I don't want to walk. Like, I want to freaking sit by the pond, because all the old people in the movies sit in the bench by the pond and just stare at the pond. And you know what? I want to do that. So I was like, I'm going to look like a fucking freak. Oh, I'm a liar. Whenever I first got there, I go to the bathroom, and then like behind it, there was still some sidewalk. And so I was walking on that for a while. And then it was, like, nature trails. And so I was like, okay, like, I love nature. And so I start going. And then I stopped going off, like, this main path. And I just went on another little path. But this one was just, like, dirt. And yeah, like, I don't know. It was fine at first until I didn't really know where I was. And it was like kind of muddy, and so I kept slipping. And so I was like, if someone comes to kill me right now, like, I literally can't run. I'm gonna slip and fall and fucking die, and no one's gonna see me. Like, no one can fucking see me. And I've just been watching a lot of documentaries and, like, true crime shit, and I'm just like, motherfucker, no. Like, so many just random people, random girls on their little run. I was on a run. I was just, like, I don't know what I was doing. I was fucking walking. And, yeah, that doesn't matter. They were ready to kill me. Somebody was, I'm telling you. And so I'm, like, calling my mom. I'm like, Mom, like, you have to stay on the phone with me until I get the fuck out of here. I don't know where I am. And I'm scared. Like, I'm completely convinced that I'm about to get fucking, like, I don't even know. I think just murdered. I think that's what I'm scared of. I don't think I'm scared of getting kidnapped. Like, what are you gonna do? Fucking, well, but, yeah, I think I'm more scared of just getting murdered. Like, I just want to, like, help! Like, someone come fucking save me before I just get stabbed to death in 5 seconds because no one's here, and if he doesn't kill me now, he's not going to get another chance. So, yeah, I'm on the phone with my mom until I get out, and I'm like, okay, bye! And then, and I only saw one person the whole time I was back there, and it was this one, like, it was a man, I mean, so it was kind of scary already, but I don't know, like, yeah, but luckily I was on the phone with my mom, but we weren't talking, we were just sitting there, and I had her on speaker, and then I was like, oh, I'm gonna take you off speaker, like, I'm walking past people, like, I don't want to be annoying, but we weren't talking, and I was like, yeah, I know, like, I was just doing that, like, just to let him know I'm on the phone, like, just in case he was thinking about killing me, like, I'm literally on the phone. Not that that would necessarily save me, but it's, like, at least someone would know right away, like, I don't know. But, anyway, so I do that, and then I finally get back to some civilization, and I'm, like, okay, gotta go. And, so, yeah, then I walk around, and then I'm thinking about sitting on the bench and worried about looking like a freaking weirdo, because I never see anyone sitting on a bench. And if I do, it's old people in movies. Like, why don't people sit on benches? A, why have I never just stopped and sat on a bench? Okay? So, yeah. That's what I do. I stop and I sit on the bench for a while. And then I'm like, this is fine, but, like, I really just want to sit on the fucking ground. Like, I just wanted to sit on the ground. I was like, I'm gonna look even more like a fucking weirdo. Like, not only am I just like some random bitch sitting. Oh, and I took my shoes off because, duh, I don't want to fucking wear shoes. But I kept my socks on. If it was my choice, if we were in my world, I would have taken my socks off and been fucking barefoot at the park. But I was like, yeah, maybe not that. So I'm just sitting there. And I'm taking my shoes off, and then, yeah, I sit on the ground, and I'm sitting there for a while, and people are, like, kind of walking by me, and I'm just kind of like, hey, like, hi, how's your walk? Whatever. And I don't know, it's just, like, nobody's really, like, really gives a fuck. They might be like, oh, what the fuck are you doing? But, A, they're not gonna say anything to me, and B, like, they're gonna think that for 2 seconds, and then probably never think of me again. So then I start stretching, and I'm just, like, fucking around, like, I don't know what I'm doing, I'm just, like, yeah, I stretched for a while, and then, I did some squats, and then I did some split squats, and then I practiced doing handstands, because, like, I don't know, sometimes I'm, like, it would be so fucking cool, like, imagine, like, my party trick, I'm just like, oh yeah, I'm just gonna stand on my hand for, like, a whole minute or something. That's a long ass time. I don't know. I know, obviously. Actually, I don't know. I don't know what is, like, a long time. I feel like even 30 seconds, because, yeah, even 30 seconds is, like, a long time. So, I mean, enough for me. I don't know anyone who can stand on their hands for more than 30 seconds. Like, maybe when, like, when I cheered, but I could, because whenever, I could kind of, like, walk on my hands for a second. I couldn't get really far, like, probably, like, 5 steps or something, but Yeah, that was fun. Like, it was so cool. I can just walk on my fucking hands. Like, that's awesome. So, sometimes I practice doing handstands. And so, I'm, like, practicing. And then I am doing a few where I'm, like, just doing handstands and, like, trying to hold it. But then I'm also just doing, like, downward dog, except inclined. Like, I have my legs up on the bench. And I'm just kind of, like, pointing my toes, like I'm trying to go off my toes, just kind of like starting to transfer the weight like more on to my hands. So I'm sure I look like a fucking idiot still doing that. Like, what? I don't know what I was I don't know. I was just like doing what I was trying to do is kind of be like, okay, what now? Like, okay, what now? And I think I had so much fun. Because I was like, I don't know, like, I definitely felt like an idiot, but, yeah, literally who cares? Literally who in the fuck cares? So, yeah, it was fun, and I talked to a lot of people, because everyone was just walking past me, because, like, whenever I'm walking, you know, you're just walking past people, a lot of people aren't even looking at you, but everyone's looking at me, because they're like, what are you doing, sitting on the ground by a bench? But it was fun, and I loved it, and so I did that for a while, and then I put my shoes on, and walked some more, and then I went and got my water out of my car, because I was like, I'm not, like, on, like, a walk, like, I'm not official, like, I can bring my cup, I don't mind just carrying my cup around, and so I got my cup, and I got, I bought Girl Scout cookies yesterday because there was these little girls outside my work and it was freezing, but I guess they get like a little extra badge for being out in cold weather, so I'm like, oh shit, like, okay then. But anyway, so I got some Thin Mints and then I took some of those with me and I walked all the way back around the trail because there's two ponds, but I like the further one, because the first one, like, people kind of fish in that, which I like it, that's fine, but I don't know, the second pond, no one's really, like, sitting over there, people are just walking around it. So, yeah, I walked all the way back over there, and then I just started walking in the grass, because I was like, I mean, fuck it, like, why not? And so I literally just walked through the grass, like, all the way close up to the pond, kind of. And then I sat on a rock and ate my cookies. And then I was, like, fucking around. I was kind of stretching again. And then I took my shoes off again. And, yeah, I just drank my water and, oh, I bought something on Amazon. I bought one of those little, like, blow-up, couch thingies that you, like, put the, like, you get the air in it and you close it and it's just, like, a whole little situation right there. Yeah, I got one of those off Amazon because it's, like, I love my hammock, but carrying that thing around is a lot of work. Like, the hammock stand is hefty. So, yeah, I bought a little one that it just goes in a little bag, and then you just need air, and that, like, there's no, like, any, like, heavy metal or anything, it's just this little, like, parachute material, and, yeah, and then I hung out, and then I walked around the pond a little bit, and then I went back to the little trail, the sidewalk, and kept on walking, and then, oh my god, I, like, started to dance a little bit, like, I did a little something, but it was still, like, I'm too embarrassed to just be out in public dancing, because I'm like, oh my god, people are gonna think that I'm, like, losing my mind or something, because, I don't know, everyone's just a fucking pussy and doesn't want to dance in public, what? That's a lie, I don't believe that. I think everyone always wants to dance. So, yeah, I just did, like, a little like, it was pretty subtle. It was still my walking. It was pretty smooth. Like, it wasn't, like, and then, like, bust a move or anything. But it was funny. I thought it was really funny. I was like, oh my god, you're such a freak. That's what I was thinking. But in a good way. And so, yeah, that was a lot of fun. And then after that, I'm sleepy. But after that, I went to go eat some tacos. I went to Rusty's and I got their taco of the month, which is a truffle chicken. And I got a regular just fried chicken. So good. And then, yeah, I love trying the tacos of the month. But my favorite, they had a fried avocado taco of the month. Oh my god. My favorite fucking thing in the entire universe. It was so good, 10 out of 10. And Torchy's has a fried avocado, and that one is good. But honestly, Rusty's was way better. But they don't have it. It was just the taco of the month. So, fuck them. They fucking better bring it back. But, yeah. And then, but anyway, the truffle chicken, that one was really good. Because truffle, like real truffle, we used to sell real truffle at my old job, and we would make truffle pasta, and we would have truffle chips and truffle. And so I did not like that, especially not like the strong, like I hate the smell of truffle, like actual truffles. But I liked it subtly, like the truffle pasta, that was fine. Like I liked that okay, and the truffle chips, those were good. So I was like, you know, I think truffle chicken, as long as the truffle isn't like super strong, will be good. And I asked the guy, I was like, have you had that? Like, and he's like, oh my god, I just tried it today, and like it was really good, like I really liked it. And I was like, okay, like is the truffle super strong? And he was like, no, like I don't think so, like it was really good. And so I was like, fuck yeah, give me one of those. And yeah, I really liked it. It had, like, potatoes on it, too. Yeah, it was good. And then I sat there for a while, and then I peed. I left. Oh, and I had this boutique that I wanted to go to, because I went there one time, like, I don't know when that was. Like, maybe, like, November or something. But they had such fucking cute stuff, and they had a lot of pink stuff. Like, it was so fucking cute in there. And, but it is so expensive. And so then I was like, you know what? I want to go back. Like, I want to find something super cute for Valentine's Day. Like, I don't give a fuck. I go back and, like, no, mid is fuck. Like, it was way more pink in there the last time I was there. And now they had, like, a little, like, Valentine's section and all these other little, like, not really sections, just different colors or something, I guess. And yeah, no, it was not cute. It was giving like grandma or something. I don't know, it was not as cute as it was the first time, because the first time they had this like fur, or no, not fur, it was like, I don't know, it wasn't real fur, maybe like fake fur. But it was this little hot pink coat, and oh my god, it was so cute. And I'm like, that would be so fucking cute, A, for the day, but, like, that would be so fucking cute going out and wearing that. Oh my god, such a slay. So, and I like jackets, and I've been wanting a new pink one. So I was hoping that I was gonna get that today, but, yeah, nothing. So, I left, I came home, and then I was like, I'm not gonna lay down, because then I'm gonna be too tired and not wanna, like, go out to the shop and record. Thank god I fucking did, it's fucking Wednesday! God, sue me. You would have to sue me if I did not post on a Wednesday. So, I scrolled on my phone for a minute, and then I was like, no, I have to get up. And so I flipped my laundry, and then, yeah, now I'm fucking here. That's really it. But I feel like I was busy at the park. Like, it was so much fun. I had so much fun, because last time I went to the park, like, I only walked. Oh, and I ran a little bit, like a fucking weirdo. God, I don't know the last time I ran, But I used to love running, so I was like, let me just hit a little, like, let me check it out, you know. And I did, and it was kind of fun, but I'm not a runner. Like, I'm not gonna be, like, that's not the goal. I'm not even really doing this for exercise. Like, I'm really just, like, I want to be outside. I want to get some direct sunlight on my skin. And I want to be, like, around people. And if there's water, hell fucking yeah. Like, I just want to, I'm there for the vibes. But I do like walking. So sometimes, like, I do go fucking hard because I like to walk fast. So, like, sometimes I do go and just walk. But today was so much fun because I didn't know what I was going to do. I was like, ooh, now this. Like, now I'm going to fucking do this. And, yeah, it was a lot of fun. But I'm so tired. But, and it's literally 7 p.m. But my AirPods, I think they're dying, which I decided, I think I've had them for like 5 or 6 years. So I guess that is fine, but I'm annoyed because I literally wear them at work all day, every day. And then, yeah, whenever I go to the park or something, like, I use them in my life. So I'm really sad about that because I don't know, like, they've kind of been fucking up recently. Like, sometimes they won't want to connect, or, like, whenever I open up the case, pull it out, put it in my ear, like, sometimes it's, like, super slow and, like, doesn't pick up all that, and so then I have to, like, do it again and do it again, and it's so fucking annoying. But I feel like it's been doing that more lately. And then today they just kept dying. Like, one would die every, like, 5 minutes, and so I just kept switching them back and forth, and it just kept dying, and I kept having to switch it, and I was like, they're both saying they're at 100%, and then they're going to zero, and they're going to 100%. Like, they're not, I don't know what the fuck is going on. So I ended up just putting them up, and I played my music out loud, and I was kind of like, am I the asshole? Because I'm like, what? Like, okay, so I was thinking, I was like, do I need to apologize? Like, whenever I walk past people, then I need to be like, oh, sorry, like, my headphones died. Like, that's why I'm playing music out loud. But it's like, I don't really think people give a fuck. And at the same time, like, I'm just taking up space. That's all that I'm just doing by that. Like, it's gonna be for like 5 seconds. That's probably how much of my music that you're gonna hear. And it's not like I have it blasting. I just have it at a, like, not barely enough to where I can hear it. I want to, like, hear it good. I want to be satisfied. So it's like 75% up. But yeah, I was like, I don't need to apologize. Like, I'm not doing anything. Like, maybe they're gonna be like eye roll or something, but it's not gonna be like they're gonna walk away and be just be like, oh my god, I can't believe she was playing that music so loud and, like, actually pissed off or anything. So I don't know, I didn't end up saying sorry. I just, like, had it on. But sometimes like some song that's, like, not super, like, mainstream or something, or, like, calm, I would feel weird. I'm like, oh yeah, this is what I'm listening to, like, So I don't know, because then I was thinking, I was like, I wonder what all these people are listening to. Like, you know, it's like they all look like nice, like, happy little people, but it's like some of them are probably listening to, like, some crazy ass shit. So yeah, I think that would be really cool. This could be one of those podcasts where I just go and interview people, and I'm just like, hey, what song are you listening to right now? Or what are you listening to right now? And yeah, then we can just find all this, like, new music or new podcasts or new books or whatever. But that would be freaking, like, people would probably get annoyed by that if, like, you know, they're on a walk, they're not just doing whatever. So, but I bet someone would fucking stop, bro. I would have stopped. If someone put their hand up to me, like, stop, I would be like, yeah, okay. But, and also something I was thinking about is, like, whenever you walk past people, I don't like people that don't look at me and they just keep their head down. Like, I don't know. I just am like, hi, hello, like, look at me. Is it that, like, much of a freaking pain? But I always look at people, but then if I see them not looking at me, I try not to look, but then I'm like, but what if they look and then I'm not looking and I like seem like I didn't look at them. So I would just like kind of, but I have my sunglasses on. I would just kind of tilt my head a little bit and be like, hey, and smile. But I feel like waving is a little bit harsh because it's like, if you're really, like, if someone smiles at you, you can pretend you didn't see it. But if someone waves at you, like, when they're walking right up to you, you can't really pretend that you didn't see it. So, I feel like, I don't want to put that much pressure on you. Like, I don't need you to wave at me or, like, really acknowledge me. But, like, you can't even, like, smile. You can't even just, hey, like, nothing. You want nothing? You want no human interaction? I guess. I mean, I don't get it, but, like, whatever. I know that's what some people want, but I just don't understand why. I just want to, hi, how's it going? You know? No, literally, we don't even have to say hi. Just a smile. Literally just smile. Jeez. And walk past each other. Just, like, just a little. But, yeah, so I was, like, I waved at some people if they waved at me or, like, if they were, like, just seemed like they were kind of cruising. Because the people that are running, you know, you don't have to, no one has to interact. Like, I'm not really pissed off about it. But I feel like, you know, if you're running, like, you're in business, you're in your fucking zone, you don't have time to fucking look up and wave. Maybe that's how all people feel because they're all kind of in their zone. But I don't know. I just want to say hi. I don't even just want to say hi. Literally just smile. I just want to acknowledge you. Check in. But I would say, like, everyone smiled or said hi or waved. Like, everyone was very friendly. I have one girl say, hi, how are you? And I was like, oh, I'm good. How are you? And she was like, good. Like, the weather's great or something. And I'm like, oh my God, yeah, like, it really is. Oh, and I had another girl say that. She was riding a scooter and through the grass. Like, I think it was an electric one and it was pink and she had her little dog on a leash. And oh my God, it was so cute. I was like, you're a fucking icon. Like, let me have that scooter and your dog. And she was like, hi, how are you? And I was like, I'm good. How are you? She was like, good. And then her dog was peeing. And then they left or like kept going. And yeah, it was a lot of fun. But I would say that there was probably like two or three people that like didn't even look at me. But I don't know, there was this one guy who first he walked past me and like, I don't know, like weirdly looked at me, like he waited till he was past me to look at me. And so I just looked at him, and then he like just walked a little bit more down and then was just standing there. He just stopped and was like just standing on the sidewalk. And I mean, I don't know, I'm like, I guess that's not that weird, but like, why'd you have to stop beside me? Go away. I'm being such a hypocrite. I'm like, talk to me, go away. No, but I don't know. And so then he just stood there for a while, and then I just, yeah, because whenever people would walk by, I would try to stop stretching and just sit there like crisscross, so I wasn't like on the sidewalk at all. It's a big sidewalk, like probably like four people could walk past you, three comfortably, but so having my legs out wouldn't have been that big of a deal. But I don't know, just being extra cautious. And so yeah, but then whenever he was standing there, I was like, well, I guess I'm gonna go back to stretching, like, you know. It's weird that you're just standing like right over there next to me, but whatever. And then I started walking again because I was just like, okay, like, whatever, I want to be in my own zone. And so then he starts walking away too. And so I'm like, what the fuck? And then, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I'm like, I feel like there was another, like, I saw him again at some point and I was like, okay, but whatever. I don't remember it. It was fine. I had a good time. That was the only thing that I'm just like, Ooh, heebie-jeebies. That and my nature walk, my detour. But I want to do that again because I love nature, but I just don't want to do that by myself. I'm a little bit scared of that. So, yeah. But it was so much fun. And then, yeah, I'm back here. And I think that I'm going to try to go to bed at, like, I want to be in bed by 10:30. That is my goal. Because I feel like my sleeping schedule is definitely something that I can improve on. And I don't know. I'm not trying to, like, do anything major in my life. I just like to think, like, am I doing what I can? Like, am I doing everything that I can? And that doesn't mean literally. Just, like, do I feel like I'm doing what I can? And so, I don't know. I just have things that, yeah, like, my sleep schedule could be better. And I want to be more consistent. Because I feel like it's kind of, like, right now, I probably go to sleep between, like, 10 and, like, 12, I would say. But I wake up at 7:30. So, I don't know. I'm like, I don't know if I need a full 9 hours. Like, I feel like somewhere more than 7.5. Like, I want, like, at least 8. Yeah, between 8 and 9, I feel like is good. So, yeah. So, I don't know. I just want to, yeah, be doing what I can. Because right now, it's really hard for me if I watch something because I get so tied in with it. I might have mentioned this in another podcast, but if I didn't, like, I'm horrible at watching movies and shows because my relationship with them is, like, either I'm not watching and I'm falling asleep every single time, or I'm invested and then I'm staying up late and then I'm watching that and then I'm, like, just waking up and I need to watch it. I need to watch it. Like, I'm all fucking in. Or all fucking out. Like, I'm not very good at, like, watching one episode before going to bed. Or, like, I don't know, staying super focused. Like, sometimes I could just get so distracted. And so then I'm just rewatching and rewatching and rewatching. But anyway, I've been watching documentaries whenever I'm at work. Or, like, listening to them, I guess. But they're fun and I like them. But it is freaking me the fuck out. Like, I don't know. I feel like, you know what? If I ever get kidnapped or something, like, murdered, I think that everyone should go watch true crime documentaries and, like, videos, because the shit that they find out is really interesting. I'm like, ooh, like, that's smart. I wouldn't have thought of that. So, yeah. I feel like that would be beneficial. I feel like, yeah, I'm, like, ready to, like, solve some murders and solve some problems. So, I don't know, but I don't know. I feel like I'm scared of everything because since I had, like, my biggest fear video, like, or recording episode, I don't know. I'm just like, fuck, like, I feel scared of everything if I really think about it. But, oh my goodness, I'm sleepy eepy. But, yeah, I don't know. It's just scary to be alone. Like, I just hate that, like, we're just in a fucking world where shit like this just fucking happens. Like, I hate that. Like, why do random people get murdered? Why does anyone get murdered? But, and then, in this one documentary I was watching this morning, they're like, oh my god. They get through this woman's house, her whole house is on fire, and then they're like, oh yeah, like, thank god there wasn't a murder. All of her pets fucking died. There were murders. And she fucking killed them. It was crazy because she blamed it on this other girl and, like, literally created this entire story about, like, this woman was stalking and harassing her. And it was literally her. And she literally went to the length of, A, shooting herself. She literally shot herself in the leg. Oh my god. In the leg. No, bitch. In the leg. It's with the E. Anyway, she shot herself in the leg and she lit her house on fire and killed, murdered murdered her animals, okay? She's a fucking murderer. And, yeah, and the cops are just like, thank God no one got murdered. Fucking liar. The pets were all murdered. I don't care what you say. I think people should be charged for killing pets. Or animals at all. Like, why is it different? Why is it fucking different? Because we can talk? Mm-mm. God, but it was just fucking crazy. Like, I don't know. You just never fucking know. And it's like, a lot of these are crazy, like, relationship things. But some of them are just fucking random. Like, just literally fucking random. Random strangers. And that is so scary. Because I'm like, if I get fucking killed by a murderer, what the fuck? If I get killed at all, what the fuck? But I don't know. It is interesting, but it is fucking heavy. So I'm definitely not going to be watching that to go to bed. I'm definitely going to watch New Girl. Or maybe a movie. Yeah, because after I get done with this, I'm going to go shower, put on my PJs, and oh, maybe have a little snack. Because, let's see, I ate those tacos, like, at, like, 5 or something. But, I think I want a little something extra. Like, a little snacky. Ooh! Oh my god, my mom made these beans, like, I don't even fucking know. There's all kinds of beans, and there's jalapenos, and it's just, like, this fucking mosh pit. And, yeah, I was just sitting there dipping chips in it last night. Oh my god, it was so fucking good. And the jalapenos were fucking hot, and they were so good. Oh my god. Which, I'm kind of weird with beans. Like, I don't know. I, pretty much most of my life, I just hated the texture and how it's like a gusher and like pops like in your mouth, kind of. Like, or not pops, but like, you, it like burst when you bite it. So, I don't know, but now I'm better about them. Like, I don't just want to eat mouthfuls of beans. Like, that is still kind of crazy to me. But if I can have a little chip with it, yes. So, yeah, I'm going to fucking eat some of that. And then, yeah, I got new pajamas the other day. I got a little set from Target. And it's so cute. It's pink. And it's like this long sleeve crop top. And it's like off the shoulder. And then these pants. But I wanted to get a large. I was going to get a large in both. Because I don't know. Medium pants fit me. So sometimes I get medium. But sometimes I get large. So it really didn't matter. But all they had was medium. So I was like, okay, cool. And then for the top, I was going to get a large. But all they had was an extra large. That was literally the only top that they had left. Nothing else. So, I was debating getting it because I'm like, it's not even the size I want. Like, it's going to be big. But I bought it. And, like, it, I mean, it's fine. It's a lounge shirt. Like, it's kind of oversized already. And, like, I got fucking milkers. So, like, an extra large really isn't, like, too big or uncomfortable. So, yeah. But it's really cute and comfy. And I really like it because other pajama pants I have, I don't like sleeping in pants at all. So, if I do, I'm a crazy sleeper, so they'll be, like, wrapped around my leg, and, like, I don't know. It's just, I get, like, wrapped around in them, or something crazy all the time. But these ones, they literally just slid up my legs. Like, they just went right up. So, it's like I was wearing shorts, and I wasn't getting, like, caught all over them. So, I really like them. They're just, like, super soft. And, like, light. So, I love that. And they're fucking pink. So, yeah. It's so much fun. But, yeah. I'm gonna put them on again. And I need to... fuck. And then I have to do my stupid fucking laundry. God. I don't wanna... But, I needed to. That was the fullest that my laundry basket has been in, like, a minute. Like, yeah. She overflowed a little bit. But, I didn't realize until I'm fucking... After, and then my dumbass, I fucking put my shit in the washer, or I take the shit out of the washer, okay, I empty the dryer, take the shit from the washer, put it in the dryer, put my shit in the washer, start the washer, and I fucking forgot to start the dryer. So then, like, an hour later, I come back, and the washer's done. All those clothes are ready to go to the dryer. And so I open the dryer door, and everything is still fucking soaked. And I'm like, oh my god. Like, I did not fucking start the dryer. And, yeah. So, then I fucking had to do that. And so laundry's, like, I haven't even done one fucking load of my shit. And so that's annoying. But all my favorite towels, we do like two loads of laundry, and so of towels, and so one of them is like, I would say mostly my towels go in there, and got my favorite towels, and they're not mine, but I love them, and so that's pretty much all I folded today and put in there. So I'm excited for that, because that means I'll have good towels for the next, like, week or so, hopefully. But yeah, they're just big. They're bath sheets. They're the giant ones, because I have a towel warmer, and so I put them in there, and so whenever I get them out, I can just wrap it up like a little blanket, and it's super warm, and I love it. And then, and my fucking toothbrush broke. Oh my god, guys, it's a fucking crisis. I don't know what, I have an electric toothbrush, and, like, literally, probably, like, a week ago, just stopped fucking working. And so, I was like, maybe it's dead, because I only charged it one time since I've had it. So, I was like, maybe it's just dead. So, I plug it in, and then just the red light comes on, showing that it's dead. So, I'm like, okay, cool, like, she's gonna charge. No. No, I had it plugged in for, like, 3 days, and it was still red. So, I don't know what happened, but I'm really sad about it, because I'm like, I don't know how much it was. I need to look it up, because I'm like, if it was more than, like, $25, I don't want another one. Just give me a fucking regular toothbrush. That's annoying, because I only had it for, like, less than a year. I feel like more than 6 months, but less than a year. But I don't fucking know, but whatever. So that's annoying. And I still have all the, like, changing, like, top pieces for it. So I think I'm gonna have to buy the exact same one. I want to, because it's cute, it's pink. But yeah, then I'm gonna have so many tops forever, and then if that one fucking breaks again, boo. But I don't know. I like it. It's a good toothbrush. And then, I don't know, I feel like this is a kind of, it's boring now, because all I've done is talk about my day, and the park was fun, like, that was good. I was excited to tell you about that. Now I'm just fucking talking about my toothbrush. So there's that. But it's getting better, you know, the audio's better. I'm coming in here and I'm yapping away. So yeah, I don't know, I'm a little frustrated, because I feel like I'm kind of stuck. Like, I'm like, yeah, like, I kind of just wanted to hop on and talk about anything, but now I feel like, okay, I've been talking about nothing, like, now I kind of want to, like, start talking about something. So I'm like, I guess I could give you, like, my whole life story and go into, like, my trauma or something. I feel like that would be fun. So, but then I'm like, how do I start that? Like, do I just be like, oh, so there was this one time, like, blah, 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 blah happened to me, and, like, just dive right fucking in? Or do I kind of, like, ease into it, like, get you kind of ready, and then drop a bomb? Like, I don't know. I don't know what to do, but if any of you ever listen to this and have an idea and you're like, oh, you should talk about this, then I will, because, you know, I want to talk about everything, but I feel like my mind is usually, like, rolling better on a day that I have work, because I've been listening to podcasts and stuff, where today, like, I've kind of just been in my own head. So, and I was, like, doing shit, so I wasn't really, like, on adventures in my own brain or having any, like, crazy new ideas. But yeah, I don't know. Boo, boo, boo. Oh, my friend's calling me. Jalen's calling me. Okay, well, I'm back now. I just got off the phone with Jalen. We were on the phone for kind of a minute. Like, she was driving. We've been trying, let's see, like 30 minutes. So, yeah, I don't know where we left off, but that's okay, because now I can talk about Jalen. I'm literally just, I love that bitch so fucking much. It's almost her birthday. 5 days. Happy birthday, Sue. I dedicate this episode to Jalen. Love you, Miss Girl. But I just fucking love her. And yeah, we've been, because before she was in this relationship, we were kind of spending like 100% of our time together. And yeah, like I guess just kind of like took advantage of the time that we had. And so now that she has like someone else to spend time with, like obviously like that's kind of changed the time that we spend together. And so I don't know, we just like have been like calling it out to each other, and we're just like, you know, like just checking in and like, you know, just feeling like a little bit distant and just expressing how we both want to just spend a little bit more like quality time together instead of just like, yeah, before it was like we saw each other like pretty much every fucking day, so we were just like talking about any and everything and it wasn't as valuable, where now it's like, now that I'm not getting that, I like know what I'm missing out on. And so yeah, we just have been doing phone calls that works for us. Like we both drive like 45 minutes at a time because her boyfriend lives 45 minutes away and I work like 45 minutes away, so it's nice. Like sometimes I'll call her whenever I'm leaving work, or like she just called me, she's on her way to her boyfriend's house. And so yeah, we just get to yap a little bit, and like I don't know, it's just a lot more like quality. Like, you know, we're having better conversations and like I don't know, just like really kind of connecting and yeah, valuing our time. So I love that. I think that's going really good. And you know what, I do want to say, like, genuinely, I am so amazed by the woman, because I feel like, I don't know, something that really scares me about relationships is just like not being able to, like, I don't want the whole relationship to consume my life, because I feel like in other relationships and even like friendships that I've been in before, it's just hard for me. Like I just kind of like give like everything to the relationship, and so I don't really have much of a self. Like it's very codependent and very like definitely unhealthy. Like I don't know, like they kind of control like my sense of self a little bit too. So yeah, I really have worked on that a lot, and so all my relationships right now are super healthy. And but being in like a romantic relationship, like having a primary person, like that just scares me, because I just want to keep a balance. Like my friends are important to me, I need to spend time with my friends. My family is important to me, I need to spend time with my family. And even myself, like I need to be alone sometimes. So yeah, that just really scares me. But big giant in the world, shout out to Jalen, because I feel like she's navigating it so well. Like we're, me and her have pretty open communication about it. Like she's like, you know, tell me if you ever feel like I'm like being shitty, or like just like not really prioritizing our friendship at all, like if you feel like I'm like neglecting it or something. And yeah, I don't know, I'm like, you know, same. And we just, yeah, have been trying to navigate that. And so we talk about it, and it's like, yeah, at this check-in we were just like, you know, like I feel like we're just getting a little too distant. Like yeah, like it's not horrible, but if we just both prioritize it a little more, like yeah, because we don't always have to be going out. Like that's the thing, is like before when we would see each other, like we were always on the go, we were always doing something. And it's like at this point, like both of us are like, we're like in our like chill girl era, so we just both hang out at home a lot. And so it's like if we could just hang out at home together instead of like just going out to eat or like going out to drink or whatever the fuck. So yeah, we've been figuring that out. But definitely the car is like 10 out of 10 because, yeah, we're both making these 45-minute drives and it's like we can just pop in on each other. And so, yeah, I like that. And then we'll be like, I'm here. Like, we're done talking now. But, yeah, it's fun. It works out. And I love her so much. I feel like she's so inspiring. Shout out, Jalen, if you're listening to this, motherfucker. You are fucking inspiring. You literally, like, we just got off the phone. And it's so cool because it's, like, obviously I'm not in a romantic relationship. So hearing about her is, like, it's making me think about things. Like, it's having... I'm telling her, like, my perspective and what, like, I think. And then she can tell me what she thinks. And, like, then I'm like, oh, my God. Like, I didn't have a thought like that. And so we can just, yeah, like, I don't know. Just have these conversations with, like, two completely different perspectives of it. And because I'm just kind of guessing, you know, I don't know what the fuck I would do. I'm just saying what I think I would do or what I want to do. But I'm not in the heat of the moment. Like, she's in the heat of the moment, girl. So, but, yeah, it's so much fun. I love talking to that bitch. And I'm loving our phone calls because, yeah, that is so much fun. Like, we're really, like, connecting instead of just sitting there, like, waiting to go out, like, or scrolling on our phones or something. Like, yeah, our time was just kind of endless. So, yeah, I like it. I think it's healthy. I think it's helped our relationship. I think our relationship, we've grown closer with this because, yeah, we're spending less time together, but now we're spending more quality time together. So, I'm calling it a fucking win. I'm satisfied. And, yeah, Jalen is so good. Like, I don't know. Her whole relationship is cool. It's fun seeing her in this atmosphere. But anyway, yeah, love you, bitch. I miss you. And yeah, her birthday is coming up, and so yeah, we don't know, we talked about that a little bit, and yeah, it's still a little bit up in the air, but we'll figure it out. It'll be fun. And then we still need to get piercings. I'm so scared because all my clients on Monday and Tuesday are gonna be like, where's your piercing? Because I told them a month ago that me and my friend were getting piercings that day. And we went to get piercings. And then they were like, oh, actually, like, the piercer just had to leave. And so we're like, okay. And so then the next Tuesday, we forgot about it. And then the next Tuesday, because on Tuesdays, they do buy one, get one half off. And it's our studio, like, we all go there for our tattoos and everything. And so, like, that is, like, that is a fucking place to go. And anyway, so, and buy one, get one half off, like, that's a fucking bargain. So, like, that was, like, our Christmas present to each other. Fucking Christmas time. And so, anyway, then we tried to go last Tuesday, and then they were booked for the whole rest of the night. So, we're like, okay, great. So, we need to book an appointment. Yeah, because we said we were just going to do that, so it was, like, guarantee. But, yeah, and I see clients every 2 weeks. And so, every time after, they were like, oh, like, where's your piercing at? And I'm like, oh, my fuck. Like, we tried to go and couldn't get it, and then we forgot. And then she's like, oh, no. And I'm like, okay, but we're going to go today. Like, I'm going to have it the next time you see me. And now it's going to be the next time they see me. I had two of my clients ask me. Like, one of them came in, and she's like, so, let's see it. And I was like, I had no idea what she was talking about. I was like, what? And she was like, your new piercing. Like, didn't even a friend go? And I was like, oh, bitch. And yeah, I was, yeah, we were sad about it. She was sad with me. And then my other client comes in and she's like, did you get your new piercing with your friend? And I'm like, no, I didn't, Sheila. I'm sorry. So, yeah, it was really sad. And now, we forgot yesterday. Or wait, yeah, it's Wednesday. Yeah, we fucking forgot it yesterday. So, hopefully we go next Tuesday, but who fucking knows? We gotta wait and see. But, I'm excited. I'm gonna get another, I think I'm gonna get a stud in my nose. I have a hoop in my nose. And I know some people do, like, a hoop on one side and a stud on one side, but I'm gonna do a stud and a hoop on the same side, like, right next to each other. Because I've seen people where they have two little hoops, and that looks so cute. And yeah, so I want to have a hoop and a stud, because sometimes I miss my stud nose ring, but not more than my fucking hoop. I love the hoop. So I'm like, why not have both, bitch? And then it's like, nose piercings close up super easy. That's, a lot of my friends have had their nose pierced multiple times. Natalie, shout out Natalie. Cheyenne, shout out, I think Cheyenne, I'm pretty sure. And somebody else. So yeah, luckily I've only had my nose pierced once. I just leave my hoop in all the time. And then, yeah, so I'm like, if I get the stud and I end up not liking it, like, whatever. Because I'm way more of a tattoo person over a piercing person. So that's why I'm like, I'm a little nervous to get another one on my nose. But I mean, fuck it, I'll just take it out if I don't like it. But I think I'll like it. I think it'll be cute. And I want more on my ears. I just hate the healing process of piercings. Like, you gotta clean it like 3 times a day. You gotta fucking worry about getting a fucking bump on it. Like, I don't know. I feel like I would still be cleaning mine and I would still get bumps. Like, I just feel like my skin, I don't know. I don't want to say it doesn't handle piercings well, because my belly button piercing, and yeah, my belly button piercing, so smooth, so perfect, no issues at all. I got my little lobes pierced whenever I was a baby, so I don't know. I think they were probably fine. And then my cartilage, yeah, that was a fucking bitch to heal. And then my nose, yeah, same. They both got little bumps on them. And on my fucking nose, like, that, no, that is not gonna fucking work for me. So yeah, I'm just gonna make sure I'm cleaning the fucking shit out of it. And also, like, for the other piercings I want on my ears, because I want to get my seconds and my thirds, and then, like, some other little, like, random ones, but I don't know the names for them. And then, but then you have to, like, be cautious whenever you're sleeping, and, like, ugh, it's just such a fucking pain in the ass, honestly. It's stressing me out just thinking about it. But I'm gonna really try to do really good with my nose when I get it, because in the past it's like I do really good for a minute, but then I kind of start slacking, because you have to do it for fucking ever. Like, piercings take for, my piercings take like, I don't know, my belly button was perfect, it healed in like 2 weeks, it was great. But my nose and my cartilage both took like probably like 2 months to fully heal. And even then, like, my cartilage will still be sensitive sometimes if I, like, it happens whenever I, like, hug someone, if they, like, bump it at all, like, that will hurt it. And sometimes if I sleep weird on it, that will hurt, but I don't know. But my nose ring, she's fine, she's great. I just changed my nose ring the other day. I went to a smaller one, and it's pink, shocker. I had a medium-sized gold one in, and they're, like, circles, and you have to, like, pull one end of it one way, like, forward, and the other end backward to, like, when you put it on. But then you, like, that's how you open it and close it. But then once you get it back, if it's not touching, you just want to pinch it to get it to close all the way. So I did that, and then it, like, fucked up the circle, so it wasn't round, and it was like a, like, fucked up, like, it had like a weird bend in it. But I literally wore it like that for months and months and it didn't fucking matter. Like, I don't think anyone was really paying attention, and if they were, like, I don't know, it probably wasn't that crazy. But yeah, now I changed it to pink, and I like the pink, I think it's cute. But honestly, my favorite one is like the green one or the teal one or the blue one, because those make my eyes pop, and like, I don't know, I just feel like it's so much fucking fun. I think it's so cute. So that's annoying, because obviously I like the pink, and I wish that the pink was fucking pussy popping, but it's not. I mean, it's popping, but it's not making my eyes pop. It's not really doing anything for me, like, to bring out my natural beauty. But I don't care. I think it's fucking cute. I'm enjoying it, because I don't care about my eyes popping. Like, I don't see my fucking eyes, bitch. You do. That's your problem. So yeah, I like the pink. And yeah, but once the color starts peeling off, then I'll just change it again, because I don't know. I also used pliers whenever I put them on the first time, and so that kind of already started chipping the color on it. But I don't know. Maybe, because I think that's what, I'm not going to reuse any of them. Like, I throw them away when I take them out because they're, like, do not look good. They've been through it. And so, yeah, I switched to the smaller ones. I don't know how, I think I like it. Whenever I first got my nose pierced and put the smaller one in, I was like, oh my god, like, that just makes me, that makes my nose look fucking huge because the ring barely goes on it. But I don't know. Now I see a lot of people with just, like, the baby one. I'm like, that's actually cute. Like, I don't think that, like, I don't know. I used to be super insecure about, like, having a big nose, but I don't know. I don't really feel like I have a huge nose anymore. Like, I don't know. I don't really feel like my nose is the main character at all. So, I have the baby one in, and I love it. I think it's so cute. And I changed my cartilage earring and my belly button ring, which I don't really change my piercings. Like, my belly button ring is really the only one that I change that much. But, yeah, I put in a little baby stud cartilage earring. Because before I had, like, a little vine. It was really cute, but it was tarnished as fuck. And so, yeah, now I have a little stud in there. And then I have, yeah, my pink nose ring. And then my belly button ring is pink and sparkly. Because the one I had in before, it was so cute. But I've had it in since July. But it was just like a regular little, like, silver one, but then on the bottom it had a little dangly heart, and it was just so cute, because if they're too dangly, I don't like them, because most of my pants go over my belly button, or, like, they're right on it, so, yeah, the dangly is not my friend, but that one, it was just, like, had a little charm on it, like, it wasn't dangly, like, it wasn't big or anything, so, yeah, I love that one, but that one was just, like, dirty. I don't think it tarnished. It was just fucking nasty looking. Yeah, and I cleaned my fucking belly button, so make sure you're all cleaning your fucking belly buttons. Shout out to belly button cleaning. Yeah. I don't know. That's all I got. If you got nothing else out of this, it's just a reminder to clean your belly button. When was the last time that you cleaned your belly button? Okay, gotta go. I love you. Bye.